What the hell is this? You put me in this plastic Teletubby?
Prove you can be trusted, maybe we'll give you an upgrade.
Just another movie night.
Hey there, meat sacks.
Oh boy.
We're back.
Oh boy.
And we're going to the movies.
Hello everybody and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night and I am Scott and with me is my Megan 2.0.
Your favorite meat
Joe.
Sack?
Yeah.
Meat sack.
Oh boy. Hold on to your vaginas, Joe.
Oh God. You hold on to your vagina. It's a little bit extra. You know, it is 2.0.
I am a wee lass after all. Hey, we are seeing before and after reviews, guys. This is before and after reviews where we go see our brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after, spoiler free as much as we can. And if we decide not to, we'll tell you. But this is where we basically go see a brand new movie in the theater and, you know, give our instant thoughts before and after, raw thoughts. You know what I mean? We can't like marinate in it. That would have to be like a day later, which a lot of the times is needed.
I don't think we're going to have to marinate on this.
Well, let's drink though.
Cheers.
We're having some beer.
Clink.
To get ready for this movie.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's going to amplify the ridiculous having, you know, the alcohol before we go in.
That's delicious. This is Mithrigan. Is that how you pronounce this? Mithrigan?
Mithrigan.
2.0. Megan 2.0. Yeah. That's once again directed by Gerald Johnstone, who did the first movie. He also did Housebound. And it's got everybody returning.
Including the little girl, is that right?
Yes, both of them.
Well, yeah, both of them, right.
The voice and the body.
Yes. Well, they had to make her taller, right?
Yeah, she's because aging, so they're...
She's getting bigger, so that's why they're I guess, upgrading her? Like, of course they say, make me taller in the trailer.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, obviously because the actress is growing.
Yeah. this time around, she is hunting another... cyborg android type of person, I guess. We don't know, but I thought it was what's her Mary, no, Osmond. Yeah, I thought it was the Scarlet Witch. What's her name?
What
Who's the actress that plays Scarlet Witch?
Oh, she's a Olsen.
Thank you. What'd I say?
Osmond.
Oh Jesus.
Like, nobody knows what you'd be saying.
Let me keep drinking.
Her name is Elizabeth Olsen.
I thought it was Elizabeth Olsen when I saw the trailer, but it isn't.
In the trailer, she kind of does look like Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah,
but
it's actually actress Ivana Sacno. Say it.
Ivana Sacno?
Yeah, we know her from her being one of the best parts of the Ahsoka TV show. She was one of the Sith Lords.
Yeah, Shin Hati. That's who she played. Yeah, I think she's cool.
So here we are. Here's what's important, right? The first Megan isn't something I would say is a masterpiece or anything like that. But I will admit the reason I think that we like it is that we like killer doll movies. And we like all that, like creepy animatronics. We like all that idea.
Yeah.
And we're always here for it.
And I just love how next level creepy she was in the original Megan. I thought she just, it was great.
Yeah. The sad part about it was it wasn't rated R. And so it wasn't really over the top, but it was silly fun. And I really liked some of the ideas they did with her in the first movie. So I liked the first movie. I know a lot of people are like, I enjoy it. I found it very tongue in cheek. It knew what it was. It was having fun with it. It should have done more, which I was kind of hoping a sequel would do. Unfortunately, they're doing something completely different this time. Now, I say unfortunately because you kind of wanted that first movie to do all the horror. And they really didn't do it. So you were kind of like, okay, well, next time around, they're going to go really crazy with it, right?
I mean, she bit a kid's ear off and threw him in traffic.
She didn't bite his ear off. She grabbed it and pulled it.
Oh, yeah, that's what she did. She pulled his ear off.
But you got to remember that we've seen the unrated version that actually shows a lot more.
True.
Because it wasn't a theater. It wasn't that gory. Everything was kind of off screen.
Yeah.
And the unrated version shows more blood splatter, more tearing. But not much.
Mm-hmm.
So this time around, you're kind of hoping. But that being said, I have to give them credit for going, you know what? Let's go the route of Gremlins 2. Let's go the route of all these sequels that were like, we never wanted to do a sequel, but it made money. And lots of money are being thrown at us. Let's go crazy with it.
Mm-hmm.
So this one going, hey, let's make this like a versus movie or Mission Impossible versus movie, like, is really hilariously crazy.
Yeah, this one's going to be amped up on the crazy. I see in the trailer she's flying.
It's insane. I wonder if there was at one point in time a Megan versus Chucky conversation, because I know I had heard, was it Mancini?
Yeah.
I heard he had been talked to about it. And that he also wanted to do it. And there was like references that they might do it. And he, in the television show, kind of shot that down when Chucky said, fuck Megan. Right. And it was like, oh, okay. So they're not going to do it. But I wonder if this was like a spec skip. A spec script.
Oh.
Where they came up with the idea, like, let's write this where they fight each other. And how would we do that? So instead of like, we could just replace that thing with another AI.
Yeah, Chucky ain't got time for Megan, you know?
It'd be fun.
He just doesn't, you know? He's not going to put up with her crap. But I hope in this movie, I really want to see the fighting between the two.
Yeah.
The two androids. I mean, it's crazy because she's not really a doll. She's a robot. But she still looks like that creepy, like, Annabelle kind of thing, you know, where she is a doll.
Well, she's supposed to be a doll, but of course it is
sentient.
Yeah, it's an android. So, you know, I understand that, but it does look like a doll that I think one of the creepy elements of is like a little doll girl sitting in the corner and then turns on.
Yeah.
And it's like spooky. This time they're just going for the jokes. Which we can see in the trailer, they're just going all out, and they're really going in on honing in on the corny aspect of it, which doesn't give me the high hopes.
Well, on IMDb, it says violence and gore is severe, so I'm hoping that they kind of even out the goof with the gore.
Well, what's this rated this time around?
PG-13.
So there you go. It's not really going to be. Well,
we might get a little something, you know, like a little bit of. A little bit of blood.
It's just an odd franchise to go PG-13. It's an odd one because you would think that people want to see the gore. I think what's really interesting about this franchise is we just saw the SNL do the parody of this, talking about how it's like more relevant in the gay community than it is anything else. And I thought that was a really funny reference. And I was like, you know what? If that's true, that is really fun. Because you can completely see that.
Yeah.
Once I saw someone say that, I was like, absolutely can see why that's a thing.
Yeah. Especially since there's a guy in the movie that says, she's a queen.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
She's a warrior princess.
A warrior princess. I was dying. I was like, this is funny.
I looked at you and I said, I eye rolled. I'm not going to lie. When I saw this, I face palmed and eye rolled. Like, what are they thinking?
You did, yeah.
But I will say that it could go the way of them saying F you to the studio type of thing, where it's like, you gave us all this money. We're going to go insane.
Yeah. And I was giving you the Pedro Pascal smile that he gives Nick Cage.
Yes, you totally were. That's exactly how it played out.
I was so excited because I love Megan. And I'm hoping Santa brings me a Megan to go with my collection of wonderful doll babies in the house. I'm hoping that I get one for Christmas.
No way. That thing's not coming in this house. That's
what do you mean, that thing? Look it around. Look around in our loft right now.
It doesn't fit in. It's just like a life-size kid doll. It's really strange and off-putting. What do you think
Tiffany and Chucky and Annabelle are?
They don't look like real dolls. They don't look like children. Whereas Megan does. It is creepy.
Ask the kids that came to our door for Halloween. They'll beg to differ. They were scared shitless.
Well, they were scared shitless of two creepy dolls standing there.
Chucky's handsome. Don't talk that way about him.
He is a ginger.
He's a very handsome ginger, even with all the scars on his face. But anyway, I want to say I'm excited about this movie. And I know that it's not going to be a masterpiece. It might be a crapter piece. And that's fine, too.
Well, here's the thing. I think that's a really important thing to talk about is that I have to start doing this more again. I'm starting to get into this groove of where I've been excited to go see movies and been severely disappointed this year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start telling myself again, get ready for disappointment and maybe I'll enjoy it. So the cautiously optimistic is coming back.
You know, maybe I'm too optimistic, but I know that there are some goofy elements into, you know, the first Megan movie. I know that, but I loved it.
Well, I think that's why I wanted the drink.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely helping.
I think it's a necessary evil, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This is maybe one of those movies. It could be, and I think that's why I bring up Gremlins 2 and stuff like that, because it's a completely different tone and a different avenue to explore with the idea. It's just a comedy, the second Gremlins. I mean, the first one is a spoofy movie, too, but it's also a horror film.
It's definitely a horror film.
Megan is the same way. The first one is like, it's a spoofy movie on the idea, but it's also very horror. And so the second one, I'm like, they're doing what Gremlins did and just went, yeah, what if she became a hero now? And what if she's fighting another robot? Like, let's have her in a wingsuit. Let's have her be Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. What? It's a great concept.
I think push it until they can't push it anymore.
I can't imagine. I mean, if this movie makes a lot of money and they have a third one, wow, I'll be shocked.
They're going to have a third one. I have a feeling this is going to be, if it's not going to be a trilogy, this is going to be an ongoing franchise.
I don't believe that for a minute.
It could be.
I mean, I've heard, you know, unfortunately, I always have my ear to the wall, and I'm always hearing the rumors going around. And so I've heard rumors about the terrible test screenings and all of the thoughts about this movie. I've heard these things, but I would have thought by now maybe they'll change it a little bit, but I don't think they did. I think they're just like, I don't care.
You know what? Fuck the test screenings. I don't care. Okay. I think this movie is going to be fun. I know what I'm going into, you know? You have to know what you're going into. This is not going to be a masterpiece. It's just not. It's going to be goofy as hell. But I can tell you this. I bet you her dialogue is going to make us laugh, and it's going to be
fun. Guess it's if you laugh at things like hold on to your vagina. Like, yeah. I mean, I personally don't. I personally find that, and I hate to use the word cringy, but I was like, oh my God, really?
Yeah, it's just trying to show you that she's going next level and you can't stop her. That's all there
Thanks
is
for explaining it to me.
You know, you just can't stop her. And that's why I think we're going to keep going with this. You know, if this movie makes some money, which I think it's gonna. I think it is, because Megan is just, she attracts.
I can't imagine it does.
She's going to make money.
I have a question for you. Does she sing in this film?
I'm going to say she probably does sing, but I think that the dancing is going to be amped up to 11.
Will they have a dance fight?
They're going to have a dance fight. Yes, they will.
Will someone yell out, they're dance fighting? They're break dance fighting?
I'm going to say it's a dance off.
Yeah, do you think that'll happen?
Someone will say it's a dance off.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I think it's going to be that kind of like corny ridiculousness. But then there's going to be some violence in there to even it out, which I love, you know, the bouncing around of the violence and the comedy. So, yeah.
Oh, what a trip this is. I can't believe this is a movie. Remember when we saw the trailer, John Cho was in a movie, and we saw a trailer and we were like, oh, I think this is going to be a universe and they're building it up. No. And then we saw the movie, and it was nothing like
Wasn't
it.
Wasn't that movie called Missing or something like that?
I think it was like AI. No, it was just called AI. You're thinking of another John Cho film. You're totally in a different movie.
Oh, yeah. Wait, AI? That's the one with Haley Joel Osment.
No. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's something close to that. It was recent. I mean, John Cho, his family, there was people, the AI was controlling them. They like took over their, some people were in helmets that like talked through the AI for them.
Okay, I do remember that.
They were
that.
Controlling them. And we thought that was like a mini universe because the AI sounded like Megan.
Yes, okay.
And I was like, oh, this is cool. This is like a movie that's saying Megan is in the machine still.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe she's trying to get out. And then when we saw the movie, we were like, nope, it wasn't anything like that. And I was very disappointed because I thought they were secretly setting up like a weird Megan universe.
I don't remember that movie. I remember the other one was Missing. That's the one.
Yeah, I know. That's something totally different.
I know. Searching. That's the one it was called, right? Yeah. Searching.
There's another movie, I think, called Missing or something.
Yeah. Same thing. I don't know. I'm excited about this. I just am. I can't help it. Because I love Megan. I like the first one, and I think that she's creepy as hell, and I just love her, snarky one-liners, and, you know, I just like it, so.
All right, let's go see this movie.
Okay.
Mrs. Forrester, we have a problem. We're hunting an autonomous android named Amelia. She was built using your design for Megan.
How is this possible? You deleted it.
Apparently you didn't. Nothing in our arsenal can stop her. She's gone rogue. Killing anyone who's contributed to her creation. I think I did it again. And you and Katie are next.
I know how to stop Amelia. She's getting more powerful. Soon she'll be the most dangerous weapon on the planet. Put me in a body, and I'll help you stop her.
You remember what happened last time? You threatened to rip out my tongue and put me in a wheelchair.
I was upset.
Look, she wants to help us. Everyone deserves a second chance.
You would like us to rebuild a deranged robot in order to catch another one.
Would you prefer I gave you a printout that you can read at your own pace?
Okay, Megan. Time to give you an upgrade. Anything you'd like to add?
I want to be stronger. Faster. Hey, so remember the time I strangled you and set the lab on fire? I want you to know. That won't happen again.
Thank you so much.
We're back from the movies. We just saw some Megan doing some dancing, some kicking ass, some smackaroonies, and you know what? I enjoyed myself. A little too much, I think. It's not like I wouldn't say like I 100% like loved it or enjoyed it. I would say that I was comfortably into it.
Yeah, same. I don't think I loved this movie. Like, I loved the first one. I didn't love it. I wasn't like completely like, you know, floored by it. It was fun. And it wasn't as goofy as I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought it was going to be next level goofy where, like, almost facepalmy. But it kind of, like, all the scenes in the trailer kind of worked themselves out.
Yeah, you know? I mean, the trailer made it seem like it was just going to be insane.
Yeah.
And it actually all kind of clicked and made sense.
Yeah.
Which I was very shocked about. Every scene in this movie, I kept thinking to myself, like, This movie definitely has problems, right? Like, it's like the jokes aren't landing. A lot of the times, like, there's jokes, and then you're like, I know that everybody's supposed to be laughing. And I think there was only maybe three times that I, like, laughed.
Mm-hmm.
But every other time, I was like,
yeah, I laughed a couple times.
I was like, yeah. But what I was thinking about during the movie was, wow, this works way better than it should.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a lot of that in this movie where it was like, is this cheesy? Yes. If you start thinking about a thread of this movie a little too much, it'll unravel and just completely expose how ridiculous it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's all. It's all there. There's so many problems. But is it fun? Yeah. Shockingly, it kind of is.
I think that it takes a little bit to get going. I feel like there was a little bit of a lull in there. Like, I don't know, the first 20 minutes, it was kind of a little slow for me.
Oh, okay.
I expected things to start happening right away, I guess, but it didn't. It didn't happen right away. Oh. It was a little bit of a slowdown in the beginning. But once it got going, it got going. And yeah, it was cheesy. It was corny. There were some things in there that were completely over the top, which that's what you get when you make a robot movie. But I didn't hate it. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It wasn't at all better than the first one at all. But there were some scenes where, you know, she was dressed up and like, you know, this pink costume, and she looked like a K-pop singer. Is that
I liked
that
it? Right?
Yeah, I thought that was really cute. It was cute. It was over the top, but it was cute.
Yeah,
she looked adorable like that. She looked great. I thought she looked great. So it was fun. I feel like if you had to name like the weakest thing about this movie, what would you say?
Oh man, like,
what would be the weakest part of the movie?
Well, like I said, I think to me, the big con of the movie is that it wants so desperately to hit the marks with the audience, and I don't think it does, but it's never boring. So my con is really that these things aren't clicking the way that they definitely set these things up. There's points, right? The movie has points, and they have punchlines, or they have little bits. And I don't think they will connect with people as much as they hope it will. And I think that's pretty much the reason, the con that will have the movie get into this middle ground rating from a lot of people. Where I feel like it has to all work. And there were so many beats where I was like, this needs a joke. Someone needs to reference how stupid this is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a moment where your character says, why the hell is this character doing that? Why is she doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think some of those beats probably would have worked way better if they were pointing out how ridiculous it was.
Yeah.
A little more self-referential, like, you know, just completely understanding that is ridiculous. I also would have to say that the trailer's very smart in making you think the movie's something else.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that when you watch the movie, you should see a twist coming through very quickly.
Oh, you could see it. Yeah, you could see what's going
to
happen.
I mean, I pretty much could telegraph exactly what was about to happen. Although I will admit, because I saw the trailer, I kind of assumed that this was going to be more of a different movie, of like a more of a verse
mm-hmm.
type film. And cleverly, it's a lot more. What I really enjoy about this is it's like a heist movie, almost like an action heist movie.
It did have that feeling of a heist movie, but it's true. Like you said, I thought there was going to be more of a versus thing going on with Megan and I don't even know. Amelia? Is that her name? Amelia. But it was lacking a little bit in that department. I thought that, you know, they kind of pushed that in the trailer a little bit, but I felt like it was lacking in the Amelia Megan department.
Okay.
A little bit. And also, I feel like sometimes the human element got in the way.
Wow. You see, like, that's, I'm very impressed. I was very impressed with Allison Williams in this movie. That they did. I was thinking about it the whole time, like, she must have signed up for that first movie, right? And it's like a typical horror film.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the second one, she must have been like, I cannot believe what I'm doing in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
After what this first one was. Like, I never thought in a million years I would be doing this kind of stuff. And I kept thinking about little things about it, going, man, this director really stepped up.
Yeah.
Like I've only seen two other like small lower budget horror movies that are pretty easy in tone to film, and this one does a lot more open scope, a lot of choreography for fighting,
mm-hmm.
and actually looks pretty damn good, and he's filming it pretty damn good. I kept thinking, like, I hope someone sees this and like knows that this guy could probably do a superhero film.
Yeah.
I kept thinking about him like that. Like, I think he has it in him to make a fun action film.
I think so too. There's a lot of cool, like there's some cool fight scenes. That
there were some pretty sweet, you know, little fights.
Robotic and stuff. Fighting was kind of cool looking, but you know, I feel like a lot of the time in this, like sometimes the human element just annoys me. Like, the guy who plays Cole in this, his name is Brian Alvarez.
I thought he was
very Alvarez.
Funny. I thought he was the funny part of
here's
all
the movie. Thing. It's like the guy can't read a GPS on his phone, but he's building robots that can destroy the universe. It's like, all right, come on, dude. This is next level dumb.
Again, that is the thread stuff that I was saying. I could, if we allow ourselves to do a little bit of spoiler bullshitting, I think that we could get a lot out. And if you are okay with that, I will do that. But let's finish talking about the movie a little bit, just as a pros and cons, because I think that's a shock to me, is I don't have many cons. You know, like, that's the funny thing about it, is my con, I think, is a big one, that it doesn't actually hit the tone or the marks that it's trying to go for. I think that's very heavy, and I think that's why it's gonna sour on some people. But it, surprisingly, I have a lot of pros. I didn't hate anything really about it. It just felt like it's not getting there, so it's very middling to me. But I was like, everybody's stepping up this time around. Even the actress who played Katie in the first movie, I thought that she was a little too much, and I think there was a lot of people kind of saying that. Sometimes you don't want to talk about a kid actor. You don't want to, like, say anything bad. But she definitely stepped up. There was some stuff in here where I was like, you know what? She's definitely been taking some classes, because she's doing much better, although she's still got the same kind of quirks from the first movie that are noticeable.
Well, you know, she's a couple years older now,
yeah,
but still, she's still a kid, she's, you know?
Yeah. And especially, and you said that first thing, I like the first couple minutes, because especially like the first 10, because we kind of deal with this new character and what's going on there as the plot set up. And I kind of dug it. Like, I was like, oh, this is interesting. This is a lot different than I expected this movie to get.
Yeah, they set her up early on. But I feel like it took way too long to see Megan, and that bothered me, because this movie is, it's about Megan. It's, you know, so I feel like
when you
right.
do get her, you do, they do a good job with it.
No, I think they did a great, everything. Yeah, they do a great job. They actually stepped it up a little bit.
They went crazy.
I mean, there's a scene where it just made us laugh and laugh, but
I will say, yeah. And I was going to say, that was, you know, before we were talking about, will she do this? Will she do this? Yes, she does all of it.
I mean, anything you can think of, she does it.
Not a shock. And I was talking about how characters need to reference how ridiculous the scenes were. In one of those particular scenes, they do.
Yeah.
And I think it's Allison Williams and she is very funny at saying, this is ridiculous. Like, stop.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, you know what? They do it sometimes, but not enough.
Right.
There was one particular scene that's in the trailer that I was like, some character needs to say, why is this happening? Like, why did we just do that? And just have, you know, Megan make a joke like, it's because it's cool. Something like, and I think I would have liked it a lot. I think a lot of it would have made me smile a lot more. I gotta say that I think that I will really enjoy rewatching this one day.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely rewatch it.
I by the way, the warrior princess thing is not in the movie.
No.
Yeah,
it's really not.
The fans of Megan are not in the film.
Right.
Which I thought was very interesting, and I think I know where it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I have no idea why. Like, it wouldn't have fit tonally.
No. I'm glad they cut that out. It was like more of like for the trailer.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Let's talk about the actress that's playing the new android.
Oh yeah, she's good.
She was really good at it.
You know, she does that that creepy robotic thing really good.
Really good.
I thought she did a great job with she was great at the fight scenes without emoting. And that's hard to do. It's like she, you know, because most of the time you punch or you kick or whatever, and they come back to your face and you're kind of like winded or exhausted. But she did that robotic thing really well, where she was completely unaffected.
Yes.
It was good.
And a lot of it looked awesome. There's a couple of parts where she's putting, it's like coming out of a suitcase, but putting their body parts together.
Yeah.
And I was like, that little stuff like that is like, it just was really working with like the prosthetics. I can see how they probably did that in a practical way.
Right.
And I think it was kind of cool. And the actress kept, every time they showed her face, I was like, she's nailing this. Like, she feels unearthly. But, you know, it's funny because watching her on Ahsoka, I thought the same thing. I was like, she is a cold-blooded killer. You could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think she works so well here. That kind of transfers really well. But I saw a little bit of emotion coming out on her in Ahsoka. Here, it's like, it's dead. But it's kind of a shame because I think I liked the idea of that. And I think there was points where I was like, I want them to go a little further with it. And I don't think they do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a shame because I think that the actress had a lot to do. Like, she was able to do it.
Yeah, thought she did a great job for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far, I mean, I'll just tell you a couple of like cons where a little bit of the human element kind of bugged me, but mostly it was plot points. Like, this is like, when I tell you next level global AI world domination and destruction, it escalates very quickly. I mean,
yeah,
a little too much here.
I think that, yeah, because that's why I said we should definitely do some spoilers, just the bull crap between us and record it, because there is a lot there that I think we can joke about that would be like,
okay.
During the movie, I had a lot of it. So do you have any more pros and cons that you, before you give a review?
No, I've said that, you know, I thought the actors did a great job. That's my pro. It was fun to watch visually stunning to watch, especially the way Megan looked, and the other girl too.
Yeah, I always want to watch these movies behind the scenes on these movies and say, like, what's real here and what's not. Like,
yeah,
there is a, it's in the trailer, so it's not a spoiler, but there's a part where she has her jaw like hanging off.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't stop staring at it. Like, that looks so good.
Yeah, it looked good.
Like, I can't tell if this is all CG or if this is some kind of practical makeup thing.
Yeah.
But it looked so cool.
I feel like this is a movie that should be seen in the big on the big screen because it's fun. It's just a fun spectacle. All right. Right now, spoilers in.
No, well, give a review first.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, what's your score?
I was going to tell you my spoilers and then give the review, but.
Yeah, this way someone can hear it and then
they don't have
to hear the next part.
I'm going to say this movie was fun. It was fun. It was good. It wasn't great, so I'll give it a 6.
Yeah, I think a 6 is the right number for it, although I find it enjoyable. And I wonder if it's because, you know, we love, and since we watch a lot of movies on here on our little show, we watch a lot of movies that are bad and we give them a second chance. I think that definitely helps us, like, see movies like this a little better.
Yeah.
And I would say that this is, I think, a reason that I enjoyed this so much is I felt a lot of that camp. Like, there's a lot of, like, we watch a lot of B movies.
Oh, yeah, it is very campy.
And so I felt like we don't have, like, these days, the B movies are just, like, straight to streaming, some kind of, like, junky indie film that was made on the cheap.
Right.
And this reminded me of a B movie from the 80s.
Kind of.
You know
did,
what
yeah.
I mean? Where it was like, this is so weird and it shouldn't work, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know? And there's a lot of movies from our childhoods that we enjoyed like that. And I felt like this movie kind of clicked into that box for me. Mm-hmm. Where I was like, I mean, there was even a part of me that was like, this is better than a 6, but I know the 6 is the right score.
6 is the right score.
I kept going, I don't hate anything that's going on in this movie. I know it's stupid.
Well, when you sit and you think about it a little bit, you'll realize that there are some things that are really
I can tell.
Ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. In a minute, I'm going to tell you all the dumb things. I mean, there's so much. But yeah, that's just my thought right off the gate. Like, I enjoyed this enough where I have really not a lot of problems with it. I just know it's not. There's something lacking in the. Getting in, you know, like the sub, like you can't, you know, like I can't like get my into the movie. It's not absorbing me enough. It's kind of like always kind of going, okay, I kept getting pushed out, but I still wasn't mad about it. Every time it did it, I was like, hey, you know what? I know this is dumb. Like, so yeah, a 6. So,
okay, well, let's do spoilers right now. If you don't want any spoilers, just click off in 3, 2, one. Okay, so my problem here is the fact that they went on a whole different scale, okay? We're talking about government entities.
Yeah.
Global, like, world destruction with AI. Yeah. And it just went way too far, in my opinion, where, you know, Allison Williams and Katie, they have a house where, like, Megan is able to project herself. Now, if I recall, in the last Megan film, they completely fucked her up. She was donezo, right?
She put herself into the system. She's basically trapped as a ghost in the machine.
Okay, so...
That's what she's saying. Like, the more I stay inside here, the less I'm starting to, like, be spread over the internet to the point where she will dissolve into it. That's what she says. If I don't get out and get a body, like an actual host shell, I will start being absorbed into the internet.
See, that's the part that kind of like confused me a bit, because how is Megan still part of the system when she was completely destroyed? They destroyed her.
I think when I saw the first movie, I said, there's no way that they actually just killed her. They just killed the shell, because if you think about it, like, she's already in all of the stuff in the house. She's using Bluetooth. So it's like, she can project herself. She can move herself. And so when I watched that first movie, I was like, there's no way in hell they could have killed her. She could have just moved to another thing or copied herself, which she says she did. She goes, oh, I made a backup. Of course. Why wouldn't she?
Of course. Now, there is a hidden layer underneath this house, okay?
I was wondering if you were going to complain about this, because I actually think it was cleverly done.
I feel as though, okay, so what they're saying in this hidden layer is that Megan does exist in some kind of form. She's like...
She's in the internet.
She's in the internet, but she's also physically there in the form of some kind of, like, jacked up robot. So...
She has... she's somehow built basically a burnt Chucky doll version. The yes. Animatronics inside the suit is in a little thing.
So how did that Megan get built?
Yes.
If Allison Williams had nothing to do with it.
So this is where one of the big plot threads that don't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
So this is a moment where I was like, in the movie theater, I want to lean over and say a big thread that doesn't check out, does not make sense. And that is that there's a lot of references to they moved into this house and it was already like a smart house. And they're like, oh, shockingly, it was cheap. So Megan's like set it up that they would have this house, and she secretly was setting it all up.
Now, how could she secretly be setting all of this up without Allison Williams?
Well, no, without some, not Allison Williams, knowledge, but
or yeah.
She could have hired people to set up the house. She could have hired people online to set up and build the house. It definitely is possible, but
it's a bit of a stretch here. Who's paying for all this? You know?
Said they explained that. They literally had lines of dialogue to explain all that. They said that she was doing credit fraud,
which, and was like a guy that actually rented the house to them.
Yeah, she, well, because she was like, yeah, I think she was pushing them to the house. It literally is explained, and I was like, that's very clever, because when they said it, I was like, oh, I know what's happening here. This house is being controlled by Megan to overwatch them. And I like it, but here's where I have a problem, right? So Megan, for some reason, secretly wants them to build her a new body, right? So like, she brings them down to the lair as not as asking them to do it, but kind of saying like, if the end of the world's happening, at least we'll be all safe.
Mm-hmm.
So she like set it up so she would like keep them alive in this basement.
It's got like provisions and rations down there. It's like a fallout shelter.
But the problem is, then she's like, now you have to build me a suit. Now, somebody had to have set this room up. Someone had to have stocked it with groceries, and someone had to have helped her build these things, or at least turn on the internet in the house, setting it all up.
Okay, who did all this?
My question is, why does Megan need them to build her a body when she could control the fabricator? She can control other robots to put our body together.
Yeah.
Or at least hire people to come over the house to help build her.
Okay, but here's the thing. Now, hiring... Now, this is... I can't believe we're even discussing this because it's so far-fetched, but...
You can hire somebody without meeting them.
I'm just saying that the bunker is like... You have to take an elevator 12 stories elevator. Into the freaking Earth's core to find this, like, fallout shelter that she built. And she even went so far as to, like, duplicate Katie's exact bedroom.
Yes.
It's a bit much for me, okay? Like, this is next level ridiculous with this AI crap.
I that didn't even bother me. It was just really what bothered me here was that, like, I can see, okay, I have the, you know, plausible deniability. Like, I you know, like, it's plausible. I can give it a pass. You know what I mean? Like, I can give this whole idea a pass because I know you can hire people to set things up for you and do things, but it's my question of why she already didn't have a body made for herself. Doesn't make much sense. She doesn't need these programmers.
No, because she already has
the plans. She is the plan. So she already knows her own schematics. She knows how to do these things. I guess the only thing is the movie wants us to believe that she's here to help Katie. So she's like, oh, I won't do anything to hurt her, so I won't build myself up. I'm only here trying to protect her. So I was like, okay, I like this, but I do, I am confused as why she so quickly went into protection mode from Killer Robot in the last movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a stretch here. But I will say, the movie does this really clever thing where they call back the first movie and say that somebody gave the plans to somebody else. And I was like, oh, I forgot all about that. That did happen.
Yeah, there was someone mole did in the get company. The thing. Yeah.
Now, one of the things, if I don't say this out loud, I'm going to get mad at myself. But there's an actor in this movie who is, spoiler alert, is clearly the villain. I don't think it's a shock.
Right.
But the actor's name is Aristotle Athari. I'm hoping that's how you say his name. Aristotle Athari. He looks like Tom Cavanaugh and Jake Gyllenhaal had a kid. Holy crap. I couldn't unsee it during the movie.
Oh my God.
I could not unsee it.
Yeah, that was very evident that he was going to be the villain. I mean, it could not have been more in your face.
It was so obvious. I mean, he does. There's a couple moments where, and Katie doesn't like him for no reason. And so I was like, I know he's the villain. But yeah. Like, it's too set up. That being said, another plot point, I was like, the whole plot is about how, like, Megan needs to be rebuilt. She could have rebuilt herself at any time. It wasn't necessary to have them all do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, that falls apart instantly in this film. Like, that's such a huge aspect of the movie that I was like, well, that could just be done. Now, the jump off the cliff to fly into the base.
Okay.
That's where I needed someone to say, why is she doing this? Yeah. And I wanted Megan to land and say, because it's cool.
Yeah.
Right? Something like that, to be a little more self-referential. You know, like to say, like, this is how stupid this is. Because moments before she does this jump into the building, by the way, she does it at least 5 yards away. I mean, she's like, oh, she's a football field away, right? Like, how many yards is that? She's across an entire mountainscape.
Yeah, and she somehow lands directly into the facility's air duct.
Like a video game.
It was ridiculous.
It's ridiculous and it's funny, but it doesn't work only because seconds before we see another guy has already infiltrated the base.
Yeah, so the character of Cole, right?
He's already there.
In there. So, but I mean, obviously we need Megan because she's the one that's going to take down.
Why didn't she just go in with him? Like, why is he even there?
Well, he's in disguise, you know?
He's literally there as a, oh, this is here. So he can do something else later on. But I was like, you can't have a guy just get in there by pretending to be a tourist.
Right.
And then all of a sudden Megan has to fly an entire fucking, mountainscape away to get into the base. It's like, she could have just pretended to be his son. Daughter, I mean.
Daughter. But it's like... It was next level ridiculous and over the top with all that stuff, but I the whole world domination AI thing, you know, with the governments involved and all that stuff, and like this character of Amelia is supposed to be like a weapon for the government, and she just goes completely sentient and takes her, you know, just she becomes alive. And
you mean the last half?
Yeah. And I just think, like, okay, she can control everything, like literally everything. ATMs, you know, computers, traffic lights, everything.
She controls a guy's scooter. That was like, I don't know if that's how it works. I don't think it works by the internet.
Yeah, a guy's
scooter. Doesn't work like that.
I mean, just the things that she can do, she's completely unstoppable. I mean, unstoppable. This is like...
Until she's not.
On a global level, unstoppable until an EMP can stop her.
Well, of course an EMP can stop her.
Right? But I'm just like, okay, so if she's this powerful, how she can't dismantle... She can't dismantle the EMP or the guns that they're using, because they're using guns that are controlled pretty much by computers.
This was a funny thing. They had EMP silly. Bullets. I was like, I got to look into if that's a possibility. That I've never thought of that before, because I thought an EMP had to send out a pulse that would like turn off all electricity around it. It would devastate. An EMP should just completely devastate our country.
Yeah.
But they're shooting little bullets that can only hit and disable the thing it hits.
Right.
Well, I was like, that's really interesting. I wonder if that's even remotely possible, because that would be a huge step in technology. I let it go, though, because I kept going, well, this is a movie in which there is a full person as a robot. There's an entire character who has his spine with a robot inside of him. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to give this all a pass. You want to talk about a cool sequence, though? Oh, I guess I should point this out, too. Our Gemma, right, our head technicians, for some reason, she's against technology, but she still works with technology, which is very weird.
Right.
But she made a suit that can be worn by workers to help with lifting and all that stuff without hurting the body. It's like an exoskeleton. But it has one fatal flaw. Water. So, you know, like any worker is going to get wet. They're going to kill everybody around them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, thought that was like, shoot out some electricity and zap everybody.
What a bad step in technology that you don't want to make your suit rope, but well, it only works for one scene, so
yeah. And but that comes back the waterproof thing, because she even mentions she should remake Megan waterproof,
yeah,
but she doesn't ever get wet.
Well, I think I was wondering when that line was there, because I guess in the first movie they wanted to explain it away, like if anything happens, we can't use water again. I didn't know why they did that, because only early in the movie I was like, well, that was dumb that your own technology is not waterproof. Like, it's very important. Okay, so let's talk about the cool thing. That suit, I thought this was really well done, where she puts on the suit to fight the soldiers. So Allison Williams gets to do an entire fight sequence, which I thought was very clever, especially since she gets knocked out. And Megan's able to control the suit to fight for her, and she wakes up during it. I was like, this is a very, very fun and clever fight sequence.
Yeah, it was cool that Allison Williams actually got to do something, you know, other than just, you know, running and, you know, talking to Katie and doing the stuff that she did in the first one.
I just love that her head is like, she's passed out during the fight. And I was like, that is very, very fun. Yeah, I was like, what a cool idea this is.
They gave her something cool to do. That was really cool.
Just the way it was shot, just the entire concept of that fight was very, very cool. I thought I was very impressed with that.
See, there were some cool fight scenes, but it didn't involve Amelia and Megan. I wanted more fight scenes between them. So that's one con that I have. The over-the-top AI thing was it was just a bit extra, you know, the whole world domination pretty much thing. And
the main villain's plot is
the main
insane.
Villain, I mean, you see that a mile away. He's going to be the villain.
His like evil plan is bizarre.
It's baffling.
It's bizarre thought.
Like, you're going to put the whole world at risk. Like, it was like next level.
He wants to control it. He knows that it's going to happen regardless of control. I'm like, that's clever.
Yeah.
But everything he is doing doesn't really make that work if you think about it for a couple minutes.
No. And he's not a very convincing villain. He's just a dork. And It didn't do it for me with the villain thing that we could see a mile away. But there were some really interesting things going on in this movie, and the cast, obviously, and the characters did really well. And I like the way they made Megan look this time.
We're in the spoilers anyways, but I was just going to say that this movie could have used a hard R to make the fights and the gore way better. Yeah. And it would have, I think, added a lot more to it. There are some scenes of fights where they cut away from it, and you kind of don't want it.
Right. Yeah, so, like, I mean, it was fun, like, hearing Megan swear. It kind of gave me, like, Chucky vibes a little. So it was kind of cool. And it was funny. But, I feel like overall, like, they could have trimmed down a little bit of the AI stuff. That they went way too far with it. It was...
No, there's no way... if you're going to go there, you have to do the plot, because it is endless. So you know it's possible, but... I mean, it was like, there's no way to go with AI. Like, we watch Persons of Interest. Like, we know, like, there's nowhere to go with it unless you go big. It's always going to be big scale because mm-hmm. the possibilities are scary. So it's like, you have to go big. And just stepping into that realm, they knew they had to, like, do a huge plot line here. And that's why I was shocked. It works so well, even on a low, like, they're not in many locations.
No, and I was not.
They're pulling this off with not much locations. They don't have to do a lot.
Mm-hmm. And this mostly took place in the same exact area. So, and there's one scene where they went to, like, almost like a Comic-Con, but it was like a computer expo or something. And she got to dress up, Megan got to dress up in a little bob wig and stuff, and it was really cute.
I thought that was fun.
So great. But so that's it I got for spoilers. I mean, that's it.
I was just saying that a lot of that, if you thought about any of it for a couple minutes, you're like, damn, that's ridiculous.
A lot of it's ridiculous, but it was a fun movie, and I enjoyed myself, and I definitely will watch it again.
I'm more surprised than anything. And I enjoyed it as much as I did.
Yeah, I thought you were going to hate it.
Yeah, I was enjoying the whole movie. So
yeah, so yay.
Okay.
All right, go see it then.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening, as always. Until next time, have a good one. Bye.
I'll admit, there were some bugs in my programming.
What the hell?
It's hardly fair to blame me for that.